All right, the recording has officially started. Welcome to June 2020 LHON Live. Here with Andy Marks and Jessica Loomer. You here with me, Jessica?
Yep, I'm here. Hi.
There you go. Fantastic. For those who may be new, Jessica and I met back in, I'll give you a quick intro like I typically do. Jessica and I were lucky enough to meet in this month, actually 6 years ago. That is crazy, Jessica. But in June of 2014, Jessica and I were lucky enough to meet in Pittsburgh at the annual LHON conference. And we really loved getting to meet a bunch of people that were a part of this community that weekend, but hated that it was going to be another year before we all got together in person again. And we thought there had to be some way to kind of stretch that, the benefits of that weekend and getting to connect with people and share similar stories, some way to spread that throughout the year. So a couple months later, in August of 2014, we started LHON Live. That's this monthly conference call that you're on now. Thank you all so much for being here, where we talk, we've done a number of things over the years, but most recently we kind of combed the LHON Facebook group, because if you're anything like me, you miss a few topics there each month. And we try and highlight some that we think are interesting to everyone. If you ever find anything or any topics that you definitely want covered, you can always reach out to Jessica Loomer or me. My name is Andy Marks. But we talk about a number of things. We aren't experts on medical advice or employment advice or legal advice. So we steer away from some of those advice things, but we really like this to be an opportunity to connect with people, share stories, build community. All of those things are really, really important. But with that, Jessica, quickly, how are you? Happy June.
You there? Happy June. How are you? Yeah, sorry. I was actually having trouble unmuting myself.
That's okay. I'm fantastic. It is nice. I'm enjoying doing LHON Live with a little sunlight, which I don't know, seems very strange after Ooh. So long without. But yeah, how are things in Arizona?
Things are pretty good. It's real hot here. Oh my gosh. It's hot, and I used to be able to get a walk in during the day, like when I didn't have a meeting going on or something, I could quick get out for a 20-minute walk with my family and then head back to work. And now it's just way too hot for that. So now I just work and then work again. But are you still hanging on your fire escape? That was pretty memorable from last month.
Yeah. That is still most of the outdoor time I get these days. I will go for an occasional walk. I think I've been to a park for a nap a couple times. I'm not as active outdoors as I once was. And I'm still, it's nice to be able to enjoy a fire escape without risk of running into other people. But I will be heading to North Carolina sometime this month to get some time away with family and be able to spend a lot more time outside, which is very, very nice. And I'm looking forward to that.
Oh, that'll be good.
I may or may not still be there when we have a July call. By the way, I didn't mention, but we do these calls the first Wednesday of every month at the same time. So if you got here tonight successfully, you can get there in July if you're not doing your vacationing. But all of these are posted online as well. So if you ever have close to 100 hours of boredom, we can fill it with lots of listening to LHON Live online.
Speaking of though, Andy, it's kind of the perfect time for us to talk about next month's call is a little bit different. It's actually going to be the second Wednesday, so it'll be July 8th.
Yep. That's exactly right. So Jessica and I kind of looked at our schedules, and given some vacations that were being planned around that time, we are going to switch instead of July 1st. We're going to put it after the 4th on the 8th. Seemed to make a little more sense for us. When we move it, we try and move it back instead of forward. So if you happen to call in on the 1st, we will make sure you are informed that you're just a week early. Which is always better than being a week late, in my book at least.
Yeah, for sure. I totally agree. And I'll try to pop on the 1st just to see if I can catch anyone, just to make sure they don't, like, miss us. So, yeah, July 8th, so, but that'll be great. But it's crazy how it's already July. I mean, or June. I don't even know what month it is. people keep saying that it's like Groundhog Day and it's still like the longest Tuesday or something of the year. I feel like, what day is it? I actually only know what day of the week it is based on what meetings I have. So sounds like I'm sure everybody else can agree with that the days are just blurring.
I've heard the term Blur's Day, which is something that several people have adopted. But it's been going strangely quickly. I think it went slowly for a period, but it's been crazy fast these days.
But
with that in mind, let's get kicking into what we're talking about this month. I'm going to get up our lists. First and foremost, I think we both kind of chatted. I would like to kind of just recognize here at the top of our call that, I mean, Jessica and I and all of us here recognize that people here in our country and all over the world are in pain this week and going through a lot of hurt, and wanted to just recognize that fact, let you all know that we see you, or in our case, for the most part, usually just hear you. But we want to let you know that we love you and we're here for you as best we can. But really just wanted to recognize that fact here at the top of the call. These calls generally are a joyous experience and a time to connect. Sometimes you'll have people share emotional things, but I want you all to know that this is a safe space. And we want you all to know that you can celebrate with us anything that is going on in a great way, but you can also be vulnerable if you'd like as well. Anything that you'd like to say on that, Jessica?
No, I think you said it well. Thanks, Amy.
Not a problem. We're going to go ahead and cover one other somber note here at the top as well before kind of sharing some celebratory stuff this month. Many of you may have seen, but having met this gentleman, I wanted to kind of just have a moment to recognize Dr. Guy, who was one of the leading researchers really in the field of LHON. I met him on several occasions in Bascom Palmer in Miami. I was living in Orlando, Florida when I first was diagnosed with LHON. And while like the hope and all of this fantastic research is certainly a shared effort among lots of doctors and lots of organizations and a result of fundraising that many of you have been a part of, Dr. Guy was certainly a pillar in that community and really just wanted to recognize the great work he's done in a way on this call, since he is important to us and just we're there for or feel for his family after his passing. He passed away recently after a fight with cancer, and just wanted to say that his family and friends are in our thoughts. Jessica, anything you want to add on that one?
No, just, I mean, it was definitely a shock to kind of see that. And obviously I've never met him. He was never my doctor, but I know he's definitely such an important part in so many people's lives with them being their go-to doctor and things like that. And so, I mean, the best thing that I can share is that within this community, we're here to support. So lean on everybody else, lean on other people. There's definitely other great doctors, but he was definitely a fantastic doctor for our community. So lean on people, reach out for support, and let us know how we can help.
Yeah, no, I think it's great. And I mean, I really want to just celebrate all the amazing things he did in his life as much as anything.
For sure.
Next, a topic that was mentioned, I think, 3 or 4 times on the Facebook group this month. So if you didn't happen to see it, several people were talking about AP exams, college board exams, as they pertain to our community. As many of you may know, there is a pandemic across the globe at this point in time, and a lot of people are stuck at home, including students who have had to take AP exams in a very different way this year than normal. And initially, the college board was denying some of those aids, those usual accessibility aids to students who are blind or visually impaired, that they really needed to be able to take these exams to have equitable chances to perform well on these exams and all of those normal things that they would get in a year if they were in the classroom. And thanks to many people, including individuals who are part of our LHON Facebook group and the broader LHON community, and frankly, just the blind community in general, which we're proud to be a part of, they were able to kind of lobby, petition, sue, raise stink, whatever you want to say, be the squeaky wheel, and get those rules changed at the College Board level. So I saw people initially posting news articles about how they were trying to change the rules, and at the end, people were celebrating that the rules were actually changed. So that is like one of the coolest things. I know we often talk about things in this community going very slow, and I'm just excited to see that in 1 month between the last call and this call, those flags were raised and there were results made in that single month, which is like the coolest thing ever.
I know, it's not so cool. And, you know, it gets to that point when you know something's not right, you know something should be different. And so, I mean, fight for it. Gosh, be your own best advocate. I feel like we talk about that all the time, but it's so cool to kind of see like an entire large community push to make that happen and for those to be rewarded and get what they deserve in a sense of equal testing and things like that. So just another great way to kind of share that, like, you, no matter how small a voice or how big a voice, make advocate for yourself and make your move. So that's cool.
Awesome. No, I mean, kind of on that vein, on a similar note, as we all know, the summer of 2020 is off to a strange start as summers go. And in the same way that College Board exams are being done a different way, a lot of conferences are being done a very different way. So I didn't realize how many conferences in the blind community normally happened in the June, July, August timeframe, but there is not really a shortage of conferences. And many of those conferences this year have been moved online. So really wanted to just flag a few of those for anyone here that may be interested. All of those conferences are being moved virtually. A lot of them require registration. Some of them may require a fee, but really just wanted to highlight a few of those this month, since you will have to register for them soon if you're interested. But frankly, they are as accessible as ever, given the fact that you can watch them from home. So I'll let you all know of a few, starting with the ones that are soonest. Dr. Wallace, who actually identified the 11778 mutation of LHON, which I know many of us have, they are speaking this Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific. So that'll be noon here on the East Coast. That does require registration and has been posted in the Facebook group. If you're interested, Dr. Wallace will be giving a talk there. The ACB conference is happening with registration open already. There's an abilities virtual experience happening June 19th, which I know Lindsay Spinowski, I hope I got your last name pronounced somewhat close to Lindsay, has been posting a few times in the Facebook group about. We all know the UMDF conference has been moved somewhat virtually, which will be this last weekend of June, around the 26th, 27th, 24 to 26, actually. And then last, but certainly not least, NFV conference, open registration. The deadline is June 15th. So you have a couple weeks from today, not even a couple weeks. So about a week and a half to get registration in for NFV. The actual event is in July, I believe, but registration is due by June 15th. Wanted to flag a bunch of those. I know it's a lot of just information and normally we're having more dialogue here, but this time of the year, there's just a lot of these conferences and I didn't want people to miss out if they didn't have to.
And I could totally share. I have to share. So this is kind of a slightly off topic, but I just have to share kind of like the difference of being able to go virtual with all these different conferences. And like, obviously it's way more fun to be in person and it's way more fun to be able to kind of like have the whole experience. Like when I would go to UMDF conference, it was like an event. Like I got like a cute new outfit and plane ticket and it was a vacation, you know, like I was seeing my friends on vacation. But with all of these virtual, you can literally, I guess, vacation in a different spot every single day if you'd like, based on where the conference is. But so I do a lot of conferences and different phone calls with kids. And actually through my job today, we did, I was teaching fourth graders of what it's like to have a disability. And let me tell you how priceless it is to get a bunch of fourth graders on Zoom. And I mean, no one has, I could not teach these fourth graders how to mute for the life of them because they were just making all sorts of weird sounds on a Zoom call. But it provides a whole different fun new experience. And so I would just totally encourage everyone to kind of take advantage of all of the stuff that's going on because it really, you get to meet other people. I highly encourage you to throw on your video just because you're able to Zoom in, put a face with a name, kind of really get to see and feel like you're a little bit more personal connection. But yeah, I've had a lot of fun with these virtual conferences. So definitely encourage everyone to jump on in and keep all the sounds to yourself though. For fourth graders.
Yeah. I mean, I would say most of our LA Joy veterans here understand how important muting can be, but also understand how important just connecting virtually can be. I don't think anyone, and totally. You certainly would hear a lot of people here, and I'm going to call out Wayne, talking about the importance of connecting in person, the ability that you have at UMDF conference to actually like, hey, pull someone to the side and have a one-on-one conversation, these types of things. That, frankly, a lot of that's eliminated virtually, but that can be taken offline as well, and you can still connect those things. It just becomes less natural to do so and less encouraged in a way. But
for sure.
I think the ability to attend so many more, I'm not going to say makes it worth it, but is a benefit to this year that you wouldn't normally have.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Moving along to the only like actual normal topic this month. Bob Banks actually posted about this, Jessica, this month. And he was talking about a Hadley, I don't know if it was a webinar or just website detailing what it means or tips on being socially confident after a disability, after being legally blind in our case. Hadley had as a website and kind of did a talk on what that's like. I figured I'd just like talk to you. I mean, well, you and I both lost our visions. I'm not going to say like as adults, I'll at least put it that way. We were adults and we lost our vision. So
yeah,
what did that do to your social confidence, to your just social life in general, and how has it morphed over time? For those who don't know, Jessica and I both lost our vision roughly 7 years ago.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, for sure. I know. Time flies when you're having fun, I guess. Yeah, you know, it's such a hard thing to teach and it's such a hard thing to learn. And I feel like everyone kind of learns it at a different pace. It took me a while. It especially took me a while to kind of be more comfortable in my own skin and like what I was comfortable saying. But I think all of those kind of like, what's not to get cheesy, but that country song, God Bless a Broken Road, like there's literally, it was a broken road. Like I had to learn things along this way, but I'm happy to be where I'm at. However, if I would have had resources like Hadley to be able, that sort of seminar to be able to listen to, I think I would have been able to kind of have a different insight and maybe been more open to listen to somebody to kind of maybe get a different perspective and gain that. It was tough from everything from getting a job and being confident walking into the interview to having friends. Gosh, I actually lost one of my best friends, not lost in friendship. She's still alive, like lost a friendship in the sense that, sorry, I didn't mean to say it like that. But, you know, like in a friendship that she literally told me I was abrasive. I've actually never been told that. I've never really been described that ever in my life. And obviously like it still strikes a chord with me because we were best friends we were best friends since college and she just didn't know how to react to me and she didn't know how to, she would say like, oh my gosh, did you see that show? Well, I wasn't offended when you say, did you see that show? Since I didn't see it, I'm not offended by that, but it was such a tiptoe. It was such a balancing act that it was really tough to kind of get that. And I do have to say like, shout out to Hadley. I feel like Hadley should be like how everyone has news bookmarked on their computer and some people will like check the news right away in the morning to kind of see what's going on. Maybe we should all bookmark Hadley and check Hadley every single day because they are really putting out some really good stuff.
No, I agree. First and foremost, I think the next line in that country song is God Bless the Broken Road That Led Me Straight to You. And I kind of want to know who you're singing this to, but I won't ask.
next call.
Yeah, next call. But I totally agree. I mean, for me, I was probably weirder before I lost my vision. Not that not seeing people makes me more comfortable, but I think some of that's just the age I was, and me being relatively comfortable with who I am now. But I was this way kind of before too. And I think it's something that it takes a toll on any number of people. I mean, you alluded to jobs and having confidence there. I mean, that's advice I'd give every sighted person I know, just that, hey, sometimes you need to aim higher than you really want sometimes. And not that we're encouraging everyone being a jerk and acting cocky and these kinds of things, but I rarely, if ever, have met a cocky blind person. So you could all stand to probably be a touch cockier if you had to. I think some of it's just a daily struggle to kind of get where you want to be, and be comfortable with that, and realize the things that still define who you are, that aren't blindness. I don't think that needs to be a defining thing. I know some people who like leading with that, and would never tell anyone they need to hide that part of themselves, but I think having other things that are part of your identity is helpful too. And some of that is what provides my confidence, at least, like understanding what it is that I bring to the table in different conversations, different groups. Just actual practical tips on being confident in social situations. I mean, I think there's some situations that are easier to be confident in without vision. I think I would tell people who, if you lost your vision recently, I wouldn't encourage you to go to a large, corporate holiday company celebration where there are 1,000 people, and even if you
and
know
a 100
people there, you're not going to find them. Like, it's easier to have get-togethers at your own house and tell people to dress differently. Whatever you have to do, like, there are things to kind of tiptoe into having a dinner party where people are sitting at a dinner table and people are more stationary, and even if you can't see across the table, you know where people are and those types of things. Also, having someone nearby who can answer a question if you have it and you want to whisper something in their ear. I found being in situations where, whether I have to tell them that night or not, just being in a situation where the people around me are aware of my disability. Like, let's first start with that group and see how I do there, because that's not always easy anyway. Like, just being around people who you don't even have to tell about your disability. But they're aware of it, and you're there with 4 people that night, all of whom know that you have low vision, these kinds of things, and then step it up to other things. But I think there are levels of social interaction that become increasingly less comfortable, but more challenging and impressive to overcome as you get there.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I totally agree. And it's such a good point, especially like setting yourself up for success for those baby steps to kind of like, yeah, surround yourself with those people that know. And I probably tell this story all the time, but I still can't get over it. It's pretty funny. It's funny now. I was in a situation, I did not baby step it like you're recommending, and I, in hindsight, wish I would have baby stepped it. I was at a wedding party, rehearsal dinner, didn't know anybody. The one person I knew was super far away. It was a bride. So I'm sitting there with these people. I'm trying to play it cool, like, totally play it cool. These people have no idea what I can't see. And I ate an entire lemon and on top of my salmon. So you play it cool for so long, and then you're like, can someone help me out? Like, and those were kind of like those defining moments when you're like, you know, it is not so bad for me to tell somebody like, hey, I totally can't see. Is that a lemon? Before I go and chew that entire thing. My breath was fresh the whole night.
Well, I don't know that I've ever heard that story, which I'm somewhat surprised by, but also pretty impressed with your ability to eat an entire lemon.
It was rough.
I mean, I've certainly put a lemon in my mouth, but didn't consume it.
Well, you can't go back, right? You're sitting around people that are not your core, like, the baby step group you're talking about. You're committed.
Your instance is certainly unique. And it's always weird where, like, there's a point where, hey, you could have told people about your vision before the lemon, but after the lemon's a really weird time to tell them, and all these kinds of things. So, yeah, I mean, like, and I'm not saying laughing at yourself is what you need to do in the moment, but, like, learning that these things are something that at some point are going to be stories that you're going to tell to people on a conference call or tell on stage one day or whatever it happens to be, like, that's not a bad thing. And we all have very unique experiences as a result. Last thing before we open up the call, and just so you all know, we tend to talk about a number of topics like we have, and then I'll remind you all of the topics and open up the call while it's still being recorded, for people to ask questions, talk about the topics we've covered, provide your points of view on anything we've talked about. And then after that, I will stop the recording for people to have other things as well. But Jessica, this last thing I'm gonna have you kind of cover is in regards to a call we have later this month. You alluded to these types of questions in your answer last one, but I'm gonna have you cover this if you don't mind.
Yeah, for sure. My first question, I'm actually gonna answer your question with a question. Really quick on tools, Andy, I'm super curious, how do you actually, and I know you prep for this call because Andy's actually the one that cruises the Facebook page to kind of see what's the hot topics. So how do you remember all these? Or do you have it written down? Do you have like a gigantic Sharpie, which is what I have next to my computer? Or are you using some sort of tool to keep track of this?
I am sitting with my phone under a CCTV as we speak with a really long note in my notes app, which has the topics all the way back to, what month do we have here? I have the topics back to January when we talked about the 2020 marketing campaigns and free Ira and blind man asking for dog descriptions, all of that back in January. Ooh. So, yep, I've been tracking this all in my notes app and have topics we covered and topics you and I decided to pass on. And so I just track them here after I organized them myself before the call.
Oh, that's awesome. The reason I ask, so the call that's coming up, it's on June 23rd. It's at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern, pretty standard time for us LH1 folks. So the call that's coming up is actually a navigating employment panel. So we have a couple people on the call that are actually going to be able to join us. And this is just kind of an offshoot from that awesome one pager that another group created. So this community for navigating employment is growing like wildfire. And it's awesome because obviously, like with a time like now with the pandemic and people unemployed or not, as I knock on wood, being employed, what tips and tricks do people have? But it's things, questions like that. So asking, hey, what do you use in your day-to-day that makes you efficient? Or maybe it's talking about the self-confidence with the interview, or maybe it's talking about resume writing. There's so many different questions that pop up. So this panel has actually prepared a ton of questions to be able to answer for the larger group and kind of think that what they've come across and just share life experiences, because we actually all come from such different experiences. Even though we all have LH1, we have different experiences in the employment field of what works, what doesn't, what's helped us and what hasn't. So it's gonna be a really good panel in order to share that. And this is obviously, like I said, a supplement to that awesome one pager. And so I definitely encourage you to come, employed, non-employed, looking for a job, maybe you don't want a job, like all of that stuff. Recommend you guys to come. And if you do have questions, bring them so we can kind of round robin on the panel and answer questions and kind of share our experiences. But also, if you're not able to attend, make sure to get in touch with me or Zach Turner. Zach Turner is actually the person leading the panel. And I can help you get in touch with him as well. If you're not able to make the call and you want a question answered, shoot us an email or shoot us a message, and we'll make sure that we can either address that question or follow up with you. So we're actually looking to potentially do this consistently. So maybe once every other month, once a quarter or so. We're looking to see what the frequency should be. So we'd love for you to join us on this hot topic.
Did you plug your Facebook group? Maybe you did.
I didn't. Thank you. So Facebook group is LH1 Navigating Employment. So
but for everyone who doesn't know, that Facebook group actually has like lots of great stories, different experiences from start to finish. I think Jessica and I have both kind of written our employment stories there. So for anyone who's interested in kind of just going through and seeing, hey, this person's path is similar to mine, or this person's path is similar to what I'd like mine to be. Everyone there is happy to be reached out to as well. So yeah, I mean, combing that Facebook group, joining that call, I would encourage both.
And also, like, in the sense of what industry, what do you think what's best? There are so many different people across so many different industries. So if you can dream it, you can find it. We maybe have somebody in the community that's doing that job. So check that out and see. Maybe people will be able to share tips and tricks there. So that's definitely a first go-to spot for sure. So it's really cool. I'm so excited to see this community developing. There are so many insanely smart people within our community that has such good experiences. Shout out, I actually had an amazing person that literally went through my resume line by line for my entire resume. So I truly wouldn't be where I am today if I didn't have that help. So there's great resources. So please reach out and join our call. It's great.
Yep. We're getting ready to unmute the call, but first I want to give a few reminders to everyone. I think Cindy asked this the first time. I could be wrong, but someone asked that we start kind of covering the topics because we're now 10, 15 minutes past the first topic. So if you want a reminder, we talked about the College Board AP exams. We talked about a bunch of conferences that either have registration or actual events happening this month. We talked about social confidence as a blind person, and we talked about the employment call. As a reminder, we also mentioned that the July LHON call, we're pushing back 1 week, so it's going to be July 8th at 8 p.m., so the 8th at 8 p.m. here on the East Coast, if that helps you remember, 5 p.m. Pacific. So don't get confused and think it's July 5th at 5 p.m. It is that, and so I will get ready to unmute. If you know you are in a noisy area, we're going to ask you to just mute again quickly. I do keep an eye on that, so I have the ability to mute some of you. So if you notice that maybe I muted you because you're somewhere loud, you can always unmute as well. Jessica, do you mind reminding everyone how to mute and unmute?
So you would think after how many years I would totally know this, but I believe it is
star six. Star six, okay.
Star seven?
It is star six. We're going to say it's star six, and if it's not, it's star seven. So we've given you both options. Our old call had one or the other, and since we've moved to Zoom, I stare at my phone, and it says mute and unmute. But you can always use your mute button if you're using an iPhone, or if you're in Zoom, you can use mute as well, which is in the bottom left, typically, depending on what you're using. But with that, I'm going to unmute the call and hold on.
Well, Annie's unmuting. I just wanted to pass on and say thank you all for joining, and hope you all have a fantastic June, and yeah, excited to hear what you guys have to share.
This is so strange, Jessica. I have no unmute on button anymore.
Ooh, not at the bottom of the participants list?
I have a mute all. Hold on. Stand by all. Disconnect. I can mute and unmute individually, which I may have to do. If you'd like, you can start unmuting yourself by pressing star six or star seven. In the meantime, I'm going to start unmuting individually because for some reason my unmute button was removed. So I'm unmuting all of you individually. So sorry about that. But you can start speaking in just a second and I'll tell you when I have everyone unmuted. But I'm unmuting one at a time for now. We'll look into this for next time. But I'm glad there aren't more people here than there. All right. A bunch of you are unmuting now. Thank you so much.
Actually, I saw a Zoom update last night. So I think there's some interesting Zoom stuff going on.
Okay. There we go. I just heard Wayne say something. So I'm unmuting one at a time. We don't have as many as we've had sometimes. So that's good. One at a time, and I'll be done in just a second. Sorry, I could do this faster if I wasn't blind.
Hey, guys.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, guys.
My dog might be barking outside. So.
That's okay. That's okay. We heard you.
It's six.
If you have a question or you have anything you'd like to say and you think you're muted or unmuted, you can give it a shot.
Hey, guys, can you hear me?
We can't hear you. Yes, you are there.
Cool. Guys, it's Megan. Jessica, thank you so much for the Sharpie comment. I got my Sharpie taken away from me. I now have to use Crayola markers.
Did you Sharpie something you shouldn't have?
Multiple, yes.
multiple things.
Oh, whoops. Whoops.
But yeah, same type of idea, and I look forward to that call, and I hopefully can join. And just a thank you to Andy for mentioning Dr. Guy. I'm a patient of his. And if anyone else is a patient, I am happy to talk about what is going on and just talk about Dr. Guy memories. I'm not here, of course, because I don't want to take the full forum, but, you know, I can have definitely private calls.
Thank you. Who is this speaking? I'm sorry, who was speaking?
Oh, it's Nicole. I just wanted to say thank you for that. It's always great to reach out to people.
Well, thank you so much. It looks like I've gotten everyone unmuted that I can unmute myself. Some others have muted themselves and I don't have ability to change that. But so if you have any questions, you can speak up and we'll confirm that we can hear you.
This is Nicole. Can you hear me?
We can hear you, Nicole. Thanks so much.
Okay, awesome.
Hey, Nicole.
A question for everybody, and I brought it up when we had the ladies talk a couple weeks ago. Has anybody on the call been diagnosed with I'm going to say it wrong, Bonnet syndrome after losing your eyesight?
Yes, this is Chris. I had a very tough time with Charles-Bonnet syndrome. Dr. Sadoun diagnosed me with Charles-Bonnet syndrome. Actually, my neurologist did, and then Dr. Sadoun further talked to me about it, and he said, your brain is just, I would look at a windowsill and I'd see imaginary toothbrush sitting there or shampoo bottles.
Yes. Oh, I would
and,
see characters, like crazy, like characters on my back patio or in my house.
Yeah, and yeah. I had trouble at night. I would see strange animals at nighttime, which it would wake
in
me
your
up
bedroom,
at night. And I'd be frightened. And he said as long as it ever became three-dimensional, in other words, if the animals ever, if my images of these animals, like if I would see them around a campfire, and if a campfire ever became, if I smelled the campfire, or if I felt the animals crawling up my leg or something like that, he said, then it becomes a different matter. He said it's,
okay.
That having these images is not a dangerous thing. It's your brain is so stimulated and trying to see so hard that it's like, he explained to me, it was like having your leg amputated and you feel this phantom
yeah.
leg, like people who have their leg amputated and feel the phantom pain. He described it that way. And I would go back and see him and I'd still have this, and he'd say, well, it shouldn't last all that long. I had it for an abnormally long time. And I was really troubled by it, but he told me not to worry about it. I guess you could treat it with psychotic drugs, but I didn't want to go there. We didn't need that. And like I said, the only time he said it was trouble was bad is it became three-dimensional. My last 5 days of taking care of my father while he was dying, all of a sudden, this campfire where these ugly animals were, I started smelling the smoke. This alligator that I used to see started crawling up my leg, and I could feel it. That was not good. But that was under the stress of my father's declining health and the trauma of going through that. So that was understandable. And that the Charles-Bonnet was super bad. But it was really troublesome, and some people have this and some people don't. Mm-hmm. And it can be.
Yeah, I just want to make sure I'm not crazy. I know I'm not crazy. But did you ever take any medicine or anything like that? Or
no, absolutely not. No.
Okay.
Can I
add
something?
It would wake me up all the time.
Okay. Thank you for saying that. It makes me feel a lot better.
Well, I'll add something. I've had it for a number of years, and I still do, and one approach is to try to enjoy it.
Yes.
Oh, people say you pay a lot of money for it. It feels like that.
Yes.
Sounds horrible, but I'm like, yeah, I'll be out in my patio, and I'm like, not even near the pool, and I see these animals and, you know, like garden hoses, and it's crazy.
I'd say you should try to enjoy it.
Yeah, thank you. That is good advice. Well,
yeah.
This is Sarah. This makes me feel a lot better hearing this because I have this a lot.
Oh, good. Well, not all good. But...
Well, lucky you.
Yeah, isn't it cool?
Because I'm like, it scares me, so it makes me feel better to hear that I'm not alone.
I always think
my neighbors are going to think I'm on drugs. Like, I'm, you know, like...
I know,
you
right? Know,
like, these, like... I had, like, a park that kids would play at in my front room the other day, and I was, like, you know, trying to step around it, and I was just like, oh, my gosh. But, yeah, you know, and it's always in color. I don't know about anybody else.
Well,
the best
part about it is sometimes you can tell because you see the same thing with your eyes opened or closed.
Oh.
Yeah, but I don't see any color, so it's crazy when I see these, like how she mentions the characters, or not characters, because I see characters, but the animals and the...
Nice.
They're always in color.
My mom has LHO on as well, and she said, go with the trip.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Yeah, and I freak out even more. Thanks, I'm glad to hear that other people have this.
Thanks so much. Any other questions or comments that people have? Thanks to anyone who is new. We're happy to take questions about things we talked about tonight or other things if you'd like as well.
This is good.
I have a comment, and it's kind of depressing, but whatever. Did you guys notice when you lost your vision that some people just fall off the face of the planet and other people rise to the occasion, so to speak? And how do you navigate that?
I would say yes, definitively. I think Jessica alluded to one of her friends that she has lost.
You're a bummer. Her
word. One of... my yeah. best friends that I had prior to losing my vision is no longer in my life either. This is advice I'd give to people who have lost their vision or people who just go through different chapters in their life. We're hearing a lot of backup noise from someone. So if you know that's you and you can mute your phone, that'd be great. But I would give this advice to anyone, whether you have vision or not. If people start kind of pulling away from your life, that you don't owe them that anyway, that there are other people, as you alluded to, who will step up and kind of, to be really cliche about it, you'll kind of find out who your friends are. And I think that's okay. I think it's okay to recognize that, hey, some people aren't going to be as interested, and that is telling of them more than it's telling of you.
Yeah. Big learning experience.
If we're gonna break off offline, I would love to hear how you handle that.
Yeah, I'd love to go into detail with you as well. So feel free to reach out.
Hey guys, this is Kimberly from Phoenix. I just wanted to laugh with Jessica about eating lemons. I think I've done that before, except for I don't think I ate the whole thing.
The rind's delicious.
Oh, yuck. It is. It's, eating food is definitely an interesting challenge.
For sure. And kind of, I mean, just to circle back, you kind of, you do learn over those kind of like silly, funny things, the entire lemon or whatever it may be, you learn who truly are your good friends and who aren't, you know, just kind of with the kind of commenting on the friends part, you know, the people that are your true friends are like laughing with you and like, how is that lemon? Do you want to spit it back out? And the other people that aren't are like kind of looking over and laughing and staring. And, you know, you just kind of have to, it's definitely easier said than done to kind of lose a friend like that. But when the going gets tough, you learn who sticks with you when it gets tougher, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. today. When I was eating my lunch, I picked up a solo cup filled with blue cheese, thinking it was a piece of lettuce. And so, you know, you just laugh and move on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Totally agree with you.
Tacos are the best things to eat when you're out and about because they're already with your hands. And I don't know about you guys, but my hands are my tools for eating anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, salads get a little weird.
Mm-hmm.
Or pizza.
Oh, pizza's good. Pizza's delicious. A good one. Mm-hmm.
Gosh, I feel like I have so many food stories and so many different awkward situations. We should do a call on that.
Yeah, we can certainly chat food for hours. I'm glad it's after dinner for me when we do this call and not for others.
I like a poll on clothes too. Like how many times do you not know if you're matching or you have to ask somebody, does this shirt and, you know, pants, does this work?
How about inside out? I have worn my clothes inside out many times.
With the tag in the back or the front.
Oh, yeah. Yep. And it's
or
your good friends who say,
experience during the corona, like during this whole thing where you can't go to get your hair cut or colored or anything where you don't even care or you don't know what color. You're getting a little gray or you're getting, just don't even care anymore.
Not sure if your hair matches your outfit, yeah.
Yeah. Well, is your hair growing long? Or, you know, like even for guys, yeah.
My hair looks very different than it did 4 months ago. Don't worry.
Are there links to the meetings that are on Friday? You were talking about the Dr. Wallace, his meeting, or is there a link on Facebook for that with that information?
I found all of the information I shared actually in the Facebook group. Mm-hmm. And all of that's been shared since June 1, but we can try and flag some of those as well.
Okay.
That would be awesome. You know, it'd be because I'm the one person that's like not on Facebook. Because
if you Google any of the names that I shared, so there was a Dr. Wallace talk on Friday. There's the ACB conference, there's the Abilities Virtual Experience, and then the NFB conference. Those four, in addition to UMDF, are the ones I mentioned. I'm sure Googling would find them as well as the Facebook group, but for those in the Facebook group, we can try and comment on those to bring those up to the top as well.
Awesome, thank you.
Thank you.
I know someone was saying something as well.
This is Kimberly again. I was just saying that I would love a topic of how to navigate Facebook because being visually impaired, I don't get it. I don't go on very often anymore.
I would love it also.
Yeah, we can certainly do it. I think many of us rely on VoiceOver to navigate through Facebook. Facebook is really at the forefront in terms of accessibility along with Apple. So if you are using an Apple device and navigating a Facebook website, the accessibility features are pretty top notch, or at least as much as you can expect of anyone. So using an iPhone or an iPad, or I can't speak to this as much, but also just a Mac in general, by turning over VoiceOver, if you're familiar with VoiceOver accessibility features, navigating Facebook is relatively similar to navigating just your phone. But if you're not familiar with that, feel free to reach out to me or frankly, many others, or have someone help navigate you to the Hadley School for the Blind that we mentioned earlier has several YouTube videos that you can almost just listen to that teach you how to use VoiceOver from a number of devices. So if you have access to Apple products, those videos are very helpful as well. I won't elaborate beyond that for now, but feel free to reach out if you have other questions or we can point you somewhere.
That was Kimberly.
Yes, that's me.
Do you use VoiceOver?
This is Chris.
I live in Pennsylvania, and I learned how to do all that. I just had my eight-year anniversary, and during my first year, Pennsylvania Blind and Visual Services came to my home and taught me how to do these things. So if you contact your state blind services, see what kind of social services they can provide you. And in my case, Pennsylvania, I got an evaluation from the blind services, and they came to my home and gave me, taught me how to do these things. They provided help with my appliances and bump dots, and provided me some tools, and then visited with me once a week. And I mean, I just didn't know how to, I was not technically savvy at all, but they taught me how to use Facebook and put apps on all my things. And I purchased an iPad and taught me how be able to communicate with my friends and do Facebook. That's how I learned to do it, through them. They were most helpful. So yeah. I don't know if you contacted your state agencies, but that would be my suggestion.
I think that's a great idea. Kimberly, I think Cindy also asked you a question. I don't know if you want to ask that again, Cindy.
Yeah, I didn't know if you could hear me or not. Do you use VoiceOver, Kimberly?
I do. Yeah, I do use VoiceOver. I just couldn't figure out how to find the unmute button right now.
I can help you. I do a lot of stuff on Facebook, so I don't mind us getting together sometime, and I'll help you kind of get a picture in mind of where things are on your Facebook.
Okay. And this is Cindy?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, cool.
Thanks to both of you.
If you guys are getting together, I would be happy to join too. This is Megan. I got off Facebook like maybe 7 years ago, and I just haven't gotten back on. And when I lost my vision, that was my top priority. So
I think you're having the right priorities, but it is a way a lot of people communicate within this group and share important things. So yeah, we can make sure you're involved in that as well, Megan. Thanks.
Thanks.
Oh, hey, Megan.
Hey.
This is Nicole. Hi.
This is Chris again. I would like to say something about Dr. Doug Wallace. My husband Bob and I were out to visit Dr. Sadoun in June of 2012, and that happened to be the first time the first LHON conference was being held at Huntington Beach. And that's when I met Lissa, and that was the very first conference. And I was kind of deer in the headlights at the time. I had just been diagnosed, and it was one day, and we went to the conference, and Lissa got up there and had opening remarks and introduced Dr. Wallace, who I didn't know was, she said he was a rock star. He's our rock star. And he's the one who discovered mitochondria, and we have so much to thank him for that there just aren't any words. I mean, he's the man. And so we sat there and listened to him, and I think I understood A, N, and the, but the room filled up with all these people came in to hear this man speak. And it was neuro-ophthalmologists and doctors attending this conference. They came in this room to hear him speak. And then they started asking him questions, which, of course, I didn't understand either. But, I mean, they were just in awe of him and came in to hear him speak. And he was like the first person to speak at our LHON, our first LHON conference. And I had no idea I was in the presence of greatness here. I didn't appreciate it at the time, but I do now. And this, Lissa can correct me. I believe there is video of this very, our very first conference and his very first talk to our group. And I've gone back and listened to this, and now, of course, it makes some sense to me. But if you have an opportunity to listen to him on Friday, you're in the presence of, I mean, you will hear an important lecture, I'm sure.
This is Lisa, just to say that I literally do not know the topic. I mean, well, the title of his talk for Friday is Mitochondrial Genetics and Diseases. So just so everyone realizes, I mean, he's probably going to be speaking very broadly about the broad issues of mitochondrial genetics and disease. So he may only speak to LHON in a very small part of what he talks about. And then as Andy suggested, requested, I've been popping up the things that were discussed earlier in the conferences to the top, so they'll rise to the top of the group. And then this talk that Chris is mentioning is already a comment to that thread. So if you find the monthly Mito Expert series with Doug Wallace, that tells you how to, or it has the link for where to register for his talk. Just know that it might be kind of broad, but then again, the talk from 2013 is pretty broad too. And like Chris is saying, I've watched it multiple times and it's like so much is still above my head, but it's still interesting. I mean, he's amazing. And yeah, I mean, he founded the field of mitochondrial medicine 30 years ago. So yeah, and it's great to hear from him.
Thanks, Lisa.
Hey, it's Cindy again, and I wanted to, we were talking about Facebook a while ago, and I wanted to go ahead and plug a Facebook group that I started about a year ago. It's called Book Recommendations, and it has over 300 members at this point, and it's not just for visually impaired people. There's sighted people on there, too, but I monitor it very carefully and make sure that all the posts are completely accessible, like not necessarily like the images are described, but I just make sure that the written content, so that your screen reader reading will say the title of the book and the author and all that. And I've had a couple of people with in our LHON group reach out to me and thank me for putting it together, because that's, I mean, for me, it's a favorite pastime to listen to books. And so it's nice to have, you know, a place where that topic is discussed. So if anybody
that's an
wants
awesome
to
point.
Join, not, yes, if you're not a member and you want to join, it's a good place to find some book titles you might not have heard about otherwise.
Thank you, Cindy. That sounds awesome.
That's okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Hey, it's Lisa from Canada. I'm
hear
finally
you.
On.
Crystal clear.
Yeah.
Hey, Canada.
Hello. I just want to say good call from what I could hear. You know, as always, you guys do a wonderful job. And as far as, I think it was Megan and, I'm sorry, the other girl that said that she wasn't familiar with VoiceOver and all that, that's what I use on Facebook. And I now have an iPhone. Yes, you can all either laugh or clap or either or, but I'm working on that one, so. No comment?
We're all very excited for you.
Yeah. So wish me luck. If you receive a text message from me and you go, who is this? You'll know it's probably just Lisa McGregor playing around. Right, Andy?
If there's going
to
be a class on how
to
do it.
Yes.
Yeah, if there's going to be a class on how to help people, I'm on
yeah.
it too. I think a lot of us need to, a little simple tips.
Yeah.
Besides well, call so-and-so or text so-and-so.
I'm more than willing to help anybody if
Thank
I can
you.
In any
That's
way
awesome.
Possible.
Thank you.
any other questions in just a minute. I know we're already past the hour. In just a minute, I'm going to unmute the call because I want everyone to be able to say hey before they jump off as well. But any other last minute questions people want to make sure they get in before we turn the recording off? All right. Well, with that, I will go ahead and get the recording off for us. Just so this is recorded, the next call is July 8th, as we mentioned, at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific. With that, I'm going to stop the recording. And thank you all so much.